Okay, start to page Reish Chaf, second paragraph. So this paragraph sort of is tying up, the sugya that we've been talking about this past week. So maybe we'll keep it shorter today, and we'll just do this paragraph. The next paragraph, the bottom of the page, right, it begins to sort of move on to the next piece of the puzzle. So, umeata. So, based on what we've learned until now, that the Baal Shem Tov was a time and the Shema through which there was a Gilui that Kalim are also made of Elikos. Umeata le pligi v'zek kadosh elyon elu. Based on this, we understand that there's no real machlokes between the Baal Shem Tov and that which the tzaddikim that preceded him. It's not like a machlokes. Why? Because it's just a matter of different aspects of reality being revealed. It's not a machlokes. Ki ara Baal Shem Tov zatzal shaisam shachu b'toicha kelim levad. Until Baal Shem Tov, the ikur system was to bring more light into the kelim. V'kelim nishu rak makabim mastir, and the kelim remained with their original sort of identity as just kelim that receive light, house the light, and ultimately conceal the light. Then the avoda was to distance oneself from Olam Hazeh as much as possible. Kira kelim mastir mim, because all the world, this world is just kelim that, like, sort of you have no choice but to to live in the world, but ultimately they conceal Hashem's light and Hashem's presence, which is only experienced in light. However, when the beginning of the light of Mashiach comes into the world, Adei Baal Shem Tov, so through the Baal Shem Tov, again, it's not a machlek, it's intellectual ideas. It's a machlek, it's a change in history. So now with the Baal Shem Tov, with the beginning of Arishal Mashiach, so now even the Kalim themselves, again, are part of the Dveikas. Everything is now becoming, with the onset of the light of Mashiach, so now even the Kalim, everything is finding their Tikkun, and the Kedusha has to be revealed from within the Kalim themselves. So now Ein Tzrich L'Racha comes. So now the Avayda is not to distance oneself from Olam Hazeh, Rak L'Halaisam, rather to uplift it and to realign it with what it's supposed to be, with what it can be. V'yu Gam Heim L'Ma'ariyar. And the Kalim themselves should be a source of illumination, La'avid Behemes Hashem, to serve Hashem with. So he says, hey, Nemes, now there's no question about it. Sh'Avayda B'Divrei Kedusha, that serving Hashem with things that are more relevant to light, so to speak, ruchnius, betorah, tefillah, and so on. Pnimius or gedoy lahabri ma'id li hevdol min kedushas hakelim with the brichol. Certainly, the experience, the depth of light that can be experienced through Torah and tefillah, things that are oriented towards are certainly greater than what can be experienced with being involved in things of this world. L'shem shemayim. Aval halay gam b'mara madrega shaynis baris esfiras yesh mizulam al mizu. But that's because there's taka difference between Aris and Kalim. Again, this is something we mentioned yesterday, that despite the fact that the Baal Shem Tov comes to sort of show that even Kalim are also part of the also created by Hashem, right? And they're also part of the Dveikus experience, that doesn't mean that Aris and Kalim are the same. It doesn't mean that the learning is the same as doing it as eating with the right intention. They're both avodas this Hashem. They're both necessary. It's incomplete to become davik to Hashem with one without the other, but they're not interchangeable. They're different avodas, and that's not a problem. That's not a stira. There's different avodas. So yeah, when a person's engaged in avoda that's more R related, then the experience of dveikus is felt more. When a person's engaged in avodas Hashem that's more kalim related, it's less experiential. You feel less of the hislavas, but it doesn't mean that that one is greater than the other per se. They're different, and that's totally fine. That's totally fine. That's what he says. Even on the highest of madrigas, there's differences. There's aris and spheres. Yesh mizul ma'izu. The gam by lemaziv and yonav, and so too in this world as well. Madrega bechina hu ba aris Hashem. Madrega tachtonish shavadal. Madrega hatachtonish shavadal roilmas. And this world also, there's different madrigas. There's different levels of things. And there's fundamentally a difference. But again, the next piece, what he's going to then go on to hint to, is that that with the differences, and it's certainly the hisiris and this the sense of attachment comes more when you're dealing with avodah that's like that's light related, that's ar related, tire and tefillah and so on. But like we hinted to earlier on, he's going to talk about this more. Etzem alakus, but lamaisa, there's a certain depth of attachment that one has when you're involved in serving Hashem with kelim. You know, when doing, because ultimately that's what God wants. God, like we said the other day, that God's the entire, you know, project of creation Hashem undertook, ultimately for Dira Tachtayim, in order to live down here, in order to reveal Hashem's presence in kelim. So, although there's a lack of excitement and a lack of, you don't feel God's presence so much when you're involved in kelim work, as opposed to when you're involved in our work. But that's only for the time being. Ultimately, real attachment comes from kelim work, you know, which obviously again everything has its time, everything has its way, and you know that's what as Hashem, you know, that, like we spoke about yesterday, that there's a certain one avodas Hashem in Chassidus, avodas Hashem requires mesiras nefesh, and so for some people, when a person's like in the beginning of their avoda, or relatively speaking, mesiras nefesh means like to get to davening, open a sefer, things like that, and that's good. That's mesiras nefesh without a question. But at some point, that's not the mesiras nefesh. At some point, the mesiras nefesh comes with like being involved in the world, l'shem shemayim, you know, going to work and dealing with things of this world and dealing with people like that. That becomes the mesiras nefesh, because the R is gishma, davening, learning. It's levedik, kalim. That's not, you don't feel the dvekis from it. So that's where the mesiras nefesh comes in, because one has to recognize that it's also made of elikos. And not only is it also made of elikos, ultimately it will be shown that the elikos, the God, the divinity that is the building blocks of kalim, is in fact deeper than the elikos that's the building blocks of R. That's just a matter of but you know, that takes, you know, history will prove that. History it'll be revealed in such a thing. That's what Mashiach will come, will show that. That's what the Rebbe Rashab spoke about this a lot in his Mamarim, that when Mashiach will come, when Tchias Meisim happens, it'll be shown that the neshama is being enlivened by the guf, not the other way around. Not the other way around. Because again, that's the relation of verse and kelim. Huh? So that's in terms of sort of how it happened, like when Hashem sat and thought of a world, the first image was the world, and then there's a Torah to produce that. That again, that's the huge chiddush of this, the strangeness of this relationship of Aris and Kalim, which is that the Kalim need R, and the Kalim can't function without R. There's no direction to it. They're not refined. Kalim need R. The body needs the soul. Yid need Torah. But when it's all said and done, the purpose of this entire thing was for the yid, not for the Torah only. You know, again, so kelim ultimately, again, that's just, you know, we don't see that yet. We don't experience that yet. You know, because when you're still in the stage of taming and refining the kli, so the kli has to see itself as dependent on the light. Otherwise, it won't do that, you know. It's like, you know, once the wild animal realizes, one second, I'm stronger than this guy, you know, that's not good, right? Then the guy's not going to be matzliach anymore. Like you need the animal to think that, you know, that this person's, you know, more powerful than me. You know, if a tiger, you know, thinks that the balabas is stronger than it, it'll be machmir itself, you know. But if the tiger realizes that that's not really the truth, then it won't be able to be tamed. It won't be able to be directed. So there has to be this sense in the physical world, in the kalim of who we are, that we're deficient and we're empty without the light. And that's true for the time being. But once the taming takes place, then the kalim are able to do what the kalim can do. And the kalim can take the light to a higher place. Exactly. All you need is Atzilus then. Like, you don't need the lower world. Yeah, that's it.
We didn't have the Geshmak and the Ar in the beginning either. Right, it took us time to get there.
Right. So that's they said in the beginning. One's Mesiris Nefesh is to. No, because again, a person first starts off like a Vildachai, you know what I mean? So then they have to appreciate the unbelievable beauty of art. But once they get accustomed to that, so then that's not a Mesiris Nefesh anymore. Then they have to see the Kalim.
It took Mesiris Nefesh to start chopping the Geshmak of Kalim. The concept makes sense because we did the same thing with art.
Yeah,
that's
what
we started off.
So it's the same. Yeah, but again, it's without what happens. It's also a deeper Mesiris Nefesh because you can't go with any expectation of like Geshmak. You know, it's like when Yeshiva Bach or something. You know, the Rebbeim were trying to get him, you know, to get into the learning, whatever it is. So they can tell him like it's hard in the beginning, but if you get into it, it's mamish. You're gonna enjoy it. No one's gonna tell you that when it comes to like b'cholder chachadei, like go to work and like be meiser nefesh to be honest and real and authentic and try to remind yourself of Hashem, have a munah b'tachon, because if you do that, it's gonna be geshmak. No, it's not. You know that halavai such that you'll that, but the answer is because that's real mysterious nefesh. Then, so what am I doing this for? Because it's the truth. You know they say a ma'isa with the rishner. You know this ma'isa. It's a Tisha B'Av / Purim ma'isa. But you know this. But yeah, I must have said this before. Same thing. I must have said this before. It's like a heart wrenching ma'isa a little bit. But by the rishner, it was like a place to be for Purim. Like it was one of the. So all the barchanim used to, you know, he was very wealthy, and they had a lot of money. So they would pay all the chashav barchanim to come. It was like a big party. So one year they come in, and he's sitting. The rishon is sitting on the floor like it's Tisha B'Av, mamish. So no one knows what to do, whatever. And like I was just quiet. At some point, so one of the barchanim, after drinking a little bit, starts getting up, saying jokes, but no one can laugh because the rishon is mamish, like mamish with kriya and ashes, like mamish crying, mamish Tisha B'Av. So at some point, the problem is about Chana, like this is their parnos also for the, you know, they have to. So it's one of the Chana gets up and he turns to the Rishon and he says, Rebbe, it's not good to be your chassid in this world or the next, but it's good to be a Rupshitzer chassid in this world and the next. He said, why? He said, you don't have to be a Rupshitzer chassid in this world? It's Kavali. I go to Rupshitz, the Rebbe gives me a hug, he knows my name, he knows that he's Makar of me. It's Kavali. In the next world, I go to the Malachim and Bezen Shemad. Who are you? Rav Shitzur Chassid. Yeah, you had Shaykhistin? Vada, of course. I went through all the time. He was Makarim. Right in, come. In this world, to be a Rishner, a Chassid, the Rishner, I get close. Well, the Gabbayim pick me up and throw me away. I come here for Purim, it's Tisha B'Av. It's not good in this world. I go into the next world, what's going to be? Who are you? Rishner Chassid. He knew who you were? You ever met? You ever talked to him at all? No. Ever. So it's not good in this world, the next. So the Rishner turns and he says, so what are you doing here? I didn't ask you to come. You're eating my food, drinking my baby. What do I need you for? So go. So he sat down. He said, the reason why I'm here is because it's Bam, because it's the truth. Because you're the truth. So with that, the Rishner thought, you know, he heard that. And he's quiet for a few minutes. And then he got up, L'chaim, fair point. So he said, he said that there was a gzeira, there was something going on. I wasn't able to do anything. So he said, Tisha B'Av, until you said what you said. And then I said to Rebbe Shalom, it's not good to be your chassid in this world or the next. In this world, what do we get? What do we get in this world? And you get up there, and the Melachim asks you, who are you? Chassid of the Rebbe Shalom. Really? You ever spoke to him? He spoke to you? Shaykhis? So then I asked the Rebbe Shalom. So the Rebbe Shalom asked me, so what are you doing here? So I go. You're the Ems. And that's it. That's what it takes. So it's like there's, you know, so to be a yid that's devoted to kalim work, that takes Mesiras Nefesh, but it's bamis.
Well, when talking about kalim work, we're not taking away anything, obviously, from Tariq Mitzvah.
Of course not. Everything has its time.
But I'm saying as far as it's a sheep, it's like...
But ultimately, you know, Talmud Torah, like the Rambam said yesterday, Talmud Torah is manash the Gevaldik Zach. The Gemara says, Talmud Gadol, why? The Gemara says, Talmud, what's greater, Torah or Mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, Talmud is manash the Gevaldik, because Shemelu de Maisa, because it brings to Mitzvahs. So this is like, each one has its space, and each one has its thing, you know.
Are we putting Kalim into the same category as Arnold? Yeah.